Thank you for calling PayPal. How may I help you today?
Yeah, PayPal customer support. How can I help you today, sir?
Okay, I'm not so sure about that. Let me go ahead and check this out for you. Like you have received a text message from us or an email.
Okay. And can you help me out with the invoice number or the order ID?
4282962.
All right. And what was the amount that has been charged to you?
$2.98.99.
All right. Let me just go ahead and check this out for you. Can I have your zip code?
10023. Okay. And may I know who I'm speaking to first and your last name?
Your last name is?
Give me a moment.
All right. Thank you very much for holding the line, sir. Yes, as I can see here, the reason why you have been charged for $298 is you have subscribed an antivirus subscription from Norton for 1 month.
No, it's not an auditing, it's a antivirus subscription.
Okay, just let me ask you this, like, how many PayPal accounts do you have under your name?
Only one.
But as I can see here, you are saying that the subscription is not taken by you, is that correct?
Okay.
As I can see here, one account has been newly opened in the state of California. The previous account that is in the state of New York, but the another one that is active, and that one was the one who take this subscription for the amount of $298.99 from Geek Squad Norton that is open in the state of California. So do you have any idea about that account which is open in the state of California?
Sure.
Like any of your family, friends who live in the state of California who might be using your information, your phone number to open up a PayPal account?
Sure, not a problem then. If you are saying that you have only one PayPal account and you are not the one who make this subscription, what I will do is, let me just go ahead and mark this as a fraudulent payment, and I will also go ahead and forward this information to my higher authorities so that they can go ahead and check on this account, and also we will cancel this transaction for the amount of $298.99. Yeah, you can write down. My first name is Caroline. You're with Caroline from PayPal, and yeah, write down my employee ID, 70053.
Correct.
Now, you can also write down a reference number. That will be T Tango C Charlie V Victor 6002. Now, I will have to go ahead and forward this information, so make sure you not hang up the call. Just stay on the line. Give me a moment. Once I have successfully forwarded all this information and marked this as a fraudulent payment, I will let you know the next step, but make sure stay on the line, right? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for holding the line. And, okay, yes, I have already informed this to my higher authorities. They will be the one go ahead and close that PayPal account, which is open in the state of California. And also we will do the investigation under this account, like from which part of the state or the country these persons are misusing your information. And we have also Mark, this is a fraudulent payment, so I have forwarded this information to the fraudulent team as well, right? Now, I also have to go ahead and send an email to your concerned bank requesting them to cancel this transaction if it shows up on your account, and also put up a high security alert on your account at least for 24 hours, because our team might take at least 24 hours to go ahead and close this PayPal account. So can you also help me out with the name of the bank that you are banking with? And for how long you are banking with this Chase Bank?
20 years, okay.
Now what I'm going to do is I will go ahead and quickly send an email to your Chase Bank, to the anti-fraud department of the Chase Bank. We will request them, if this amount shows up on your account, we will request them to cancel this transaction and also put up a high security alert on your account at least for 24 hours, all right? So just be on the line with me once I have the reply from your anti-fraud department of the Chase Bank. I will let you know, okay? Thank you. Are we still connected, sir? Okay, thank you very much for holding the line. Yes, I have successfully sent all the information to my higher authorities and to the fraudulent team. And also we have sent an email to the anti-fraud department of your Chase Bank. We have requested them that if this amount shows up on your account, then it's a fraud transaction. We have requested them to cancel this transaction, and we have also asked them to put up a high security alert on your account, at least for 24 hours. The bank people, they are okay with that. But as you are the authorized person, you are banking with this bank, so they just need a confirmation from you that you are the one who wants to put a high security alert and you want to cancel this transaction. They need a confirmation from you. So what I will be doing is I will just go ahead and directly connect your call to your anti-fraud department of your Chase Bank. You can just let them know that, yes, I was talking to Caroline from PayPal, and we come to know that this amount has been charged to me, and I'm not the one who make this transaction. I want to put up a high security alert and cancel this transaction if it shows up on your account. Can you let them know that? All right, sure. So make sure you do not hang up the call. Just stay connected. Let me go ahead and quickly connect your call to your bank. You can just let them know that. All right? Thank you, sir. Stay on the line.